You're listening to Flow FM, and joining me now is Reid Mather, Mayor of the Bullockshire Council. Thanks for coming on the show, Reid.
Thanks for the opportunity, Hannah.
So the Rural Living Campaign, which seeks equal services for rural people throughout Victoria, has gained quite a bit of momentum over the year since it was established by the Bullockshire Council. Firstly, Reid, could you give us a bit of background about this campaign and how the concept came about?
Well, I guess the concept came about because local government of Victoria gave us some resources to really analyse, you know, where our costs were and the true costs of the individual services we delivered. I guess that was a process we really took us nearly 12 months to get to, which included quite a harsh budget that council really struggled to come to terms with. But we were firmly committed on financial sustainability, and that really means that, you know, that we don't spend any more money than we receive, that we've got a long-term financial budget. We achieved that by cutting a number of services, but really until the point that we could deliver the budget, that we knew that we were on track to be financially sustainable, I think the next tranche for us really was to say, okay, well, we're financially sustainable, but it's come at a cost greater than we believe our community is entitled to, which is a set of services that we believe all Victorians should be able to access wherever they live in Victoria.
Yeah, so it's all about making sure that these communities are secure and sustainable into the future.
It's about giving them some sort of quality of local government services. In metropolitan areas, it's a lot easier to attract service providers. I mean, we struggle to attract service providers. The services we deliver are often on behalf of the state, or supported in some form by the state through a grant. The grants don't really reflect the true cost of us delivering services. We have 8,000 square kilometres and 6,200 people. So it's very difficult for us to provide a service across those areas. I mean, even just being able to get our staff to some of those people and a road network that's nearly 1 kilometre per person in the Shire takes a lot of sustaining, whereas many of the metropolitan councils or bigger councils have smaller road networks, and we have a small rate base to draw on. We're not disputing that that's a business that we've got, but we're not actually funded to deliver services in a sustainable way. So effectively what we've had to do is we've cut our services back, and we're saying that, well, we think we've cut them back beyond what's fair.
So initially there was a focus on the Bullockshire, but this has grown to really cover the general struggles of the wider regional community across Victoria?
Well, I guess it's small rural shires in general, but while we've led this, it wasn't about Bullock, it was about the sector. And I guess ever since amalgamations happened over 20 years ago, there was always a number of small rural shires that always struggled. And they didn't struggle because they were poorly managed. They struggled because the very nature of the business they were given post-amalgamation by the state of Victoria was an unsustainable business model. It's continued to escalate as we've gone forward.
So you can definitely see there's many improvements to be made.
People aren't asking for services that are unrealistic. These are base services, and I think some of the councils that have even had discussions with us have sort of struggled with the concept of a minimum set of services because they may want to deliver better than that. And we're not arguing that they shouldn't. I guess all we're saying is that all Victorians should have a right to a base level of service, and that should be sustainably funded.
So what point is the campaign at now, Reid, and what other shires have got involved?
Well, look, I'm delighted that the Minister has requested us to draft the terms of reference for an intergovernmental task force, that being federal, state and local government. We would expect to get a response later this week.
Great. Well, that's good news then. Hopefully the campaign does continue to develop and you get the outcomes you're looking for.
It's a real challenge because if it continues the way that it is, the number of small rural shires are cutting their services, it's going to be difficult to attract people to these regional areas. So you can't just sort of hope that something will happen. You have to have a degree of livability, for want of a better word, throughout all of Victoria.
Yep, that's exactly right. And it seems like you are gaining the momentum to get that for all these regional communities.
Yep, it's been a big focus for this year, and we're just hoping that we can convert an outcome early next year or mid next year. But it's always a moving feast.
Yeah, well, it'll be exciting to hear how this does continue to develop. Thanks so much for having a chat with me about it all today, Reid.
Thank you, Hannah.